This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, Kozlovski, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Donna Hart, H-A-R-T, date of birth 6/23/1923. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a face-to-face visit for Mrs. Hart with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes. Her last visit was September 18th of 2023, and her daughter brings her to this visit today. She does live in an assisted living facility due to her history of stroke, and she is doing very well there. She does like the facility where she resides. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She does experience dyspnea on exertion, and she is trying to attend physical therapy for strengthening. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the aldactone, 25 milligram every other day, with Lasix, 20 milligram every other day. She's also anticoagulated with Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight is 132 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse, 70. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 148 over 64. Her neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs have some inspiratory crackles in bilateral bases, clear otherwise. Heart appears regular today, no murmur or rub. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 1st of 2024. Hemoglobin 12.4. Normal platelets, white count is 12.77. Creatinine is 1.78. Estimated GFR is 25. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.6. Albumin is 4.1. And liver enzymes are normal. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient has been stable for more than a year with creatinine levels. We're going to recommend labs every 3 months and as needed. And the daughter and patient have requested less lab draws if possible. So we will agree to that. We can increase the frequency if changes are noted. The patient does not desire dialysis at this time, even if that becomes necessary. Therefore, we don't need to be quite as aggressive with our frequency of lab draws. Two, congestive heart failure, currently well controlled on every other day dosing of aldactone and Lasix. Three, hypertension. Near to goal, slightly higher in the office today due to anxiety, I believe. It's usually better when it's checked at the assisted living facility. And we will ask the patient to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.